Today's shiur is a Masech, the Menachos on Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on the 12th line of the Amud, where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah, Ushtei Halechem Ushnei Kivsei Atzeres. These korbanos were brought on Chag HaShavuos, and they both together require tenufa, waving. But as the Mishnah told us, there is no Hagasha. We do not bring them close to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. And then the Mishnah goes on to tell us exactly how they were waved together, the kvasim and the shtei halechem. And the Mishnah says, "Nisin shtei halechem al gabe shnei kvasim," that the shtei halechem were put on top of the shnei kvasim. And from the simple reading of the Mishnah, it would seem that the bread was put on top of the two kvasim, but that is actually a four-way machloikis, as we are going to see in the Gemara right now. And what the Gemara is based on is the Pasuk in Vayikra Perichov Gimel Pasuk Chof, where the Pasuk says, V'heinif hakoyin oisam alechem abikurim, that the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres should be waved by the koyin on top of the Shtei Halechem, the Lechem Abikurim, Tenufa Lefnei Hashem, Al Shnei Kvasim Kodesh Yu Lashem Lakoyin. So here really, if you analyze the Pasuk carefully, there is a contradiction between the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk. From the beginning of the Pasuk, it would seem, Oysam, the Shnei Kvasim, should be put Al Lechem Abikurim, that they should be put on the Shtei Halechem. Yet from the end of the Pasuk, it would seem, Al Shnei Kvasim, that the Shtei Halechem, just the opposite, is put on top of the Kvasim. And that's the dilemma that the Gemara is faced with. And on this, we have four ways to make a resolution to this dilemma. Let us begin the Gemara. Ushtei Halechem, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have learned on this Pasuk that we just mentioned, V'heinif HaKoyin Oysam Al Lechem Abikurim. So from those words, which are the beginning of the Pasuk, it would seem, Yachol yaniach kvasim al gabei alechem. I would think that from those words, it would be indicated that the kvasim in the tnufa process are put on top of the breads. By the way, as the Mishnah said on Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, and so we will have on Amud Beis here, that there is a tnufa which is done both mechayim, the Mishnah and the Gemara tell us, zifche shalmei tzibur, which the Shnei Kvasim are Tu'unin Tznufa Chayim Ushchutim. They require it both when they're alive and when they're dead. And here, what the Pasuk is speaking about is Mechayim, because as we'll see in the Gemara further, that Shchutim, that you do a Tznufa after the Shchita, that we learn from the Shalmei Yachid. The Shalmei Tzibur of Shavuos are learned from Shalmei Yachid, where you have to do a Tznufa after Shchita. But what the Pasuk is referring to is a special halacha by Shalmei Tzibur that you do it even Mechayim. This is not a halacha by the Shlomim which are donated by someone, a Shalmei Yachid. There is no Tznufa Mechayim. It's only La'achar Shchita. Masha Enkin by Shalmei Tzibur, it's done both Mechayim and La'achar Shchita. So the Pasuk, though, is speaking about Mechayim. So from the beginning of the Pasuk it would seem, Yochel yanich kvasim al gabi alechem. He should take these live kvasim and put them on top of the bread, because after all, the Pasuk says, al lechem abikurim, on the shtei alechem. So you would think like that. No, Talmud Lorim, at the end of the Pasuk says, al shnei kvasim. It says the opposite, that the bread, the shtei alechem, is put on the kvasim. E al shnei kvasim. If in fact it's supposed to go on shnei kvasim, yochol lechem al gabi kvasim. So the end of the pasuk would indicate that the bread, the shtei alechem, is put on top of the kvasim. Talmud loimer, we have the beginning of the pasuk, al lechem abikurim. So in other words, the Gemara summarizes and says, nishtakel akosuf. As Rashi explains the words nishtakel, hushvu, we have an open contradiction. The beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Al lechem abikurim, it's mashur, the kvasim are on the lechem. And the end of the Pasuk, it says, Al shnei kvasim, that the lechem is on the shnei kvasim. That's what the Gemara says here. Nishtakel akosuf, ve'eini yoidei, I don't know. Im lechem al gabei kvasim, ve'im kvasim al gabei alechem. Make up your mind, which one is on top of the other? So the first, the Tanna Kama Shita is, Ma Motzinu B'chol Mokim Lechem L'mayla Afkan Lechem L'mayla. You're right. From the Pasuk itself, we have no indication, because there's an open contradiction from the Reisha to the Seif of the Pasuk. But we're going to have to learn it from elsewhere. And just like elsewhere we find that the bread is always on top of the animal, so too here the bread is going to be on top. Ask the Gemara Heicha, where is this source that you're bringing from that the bread is on top of the animal? Amara Papa b'miluim. This we learn out from the korbanos that were brought at the time of the miluim, of the dedication of the Mishkan. And let us look at the second line of Rashi on the Amid, b'miluim. D'chsiv, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Ches, u'misal ha-matzos asher lefnei Hashem, and Rashi leaves out the middle part of the Pasuk, which continues, Loka chalas matzah achas v'chalas lechem shomein. He takes one bread with oil, achas urekik echad, and one wafer. And then the Rashi brings the end of the pasuk, v'yosem al hachalovim v'al shoy kayimid. So he takes the breads by the miluim, and he puts it on top of the pieces of the chalev and the shoy kayimid of the meat. So just like we find by Meluyim that the bread is on top of the meat, so too here we'll say that the bread is on top of the meat. This is the Shita of the Tanna Kamma. However, Rabbi Yossi ben Hameshulam Oimer, he says the opposite, Kvasim Lamailo, that the meat is on top of the Shtei Halechem. In other words, according to him, the main part of the Pasuk is Al Lechem Abikurim, the Reisha, the beginning of the Pasuk. So if so, if the main part of the pasuk is the beginning, uman nimekayim al shnei kvasim, so how do I reconcile that with the sefer of the pasuk, which says that the bread should be on top of the meat? If in fact you're telling me the kvasim, that the animals, the live animals, not meat here, live animals should be on top of the bread. So the answer is that there's a new translation in the word al. Till now, we've been thinking that al always means on. And in fact, on the part of the pasuk of al lechem abikurim, there it means on, that the kvasim, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, the kvasim are on top of the bread. But the second part of the pasuk, which says al shnei kvasim, there the al means with shnei kvasim. It doesn't mean on. Lahoitzi shiva, to exclude the shiva. What is the shiva? Says Rashi, there were seven kvasim of oilois that were brought together on Shavuos with the Shtei Alechem, b'chayves ayoyim latzeres, the ksiv v'krachtim alechem, ein te'unin tenufim alechem. So the only ones that require with that, those animals that require tenufa, that's al shnei kvasim. With the shnei kvasim, you bring shtei alechem, and you do tznufa to both the shnei kvasim and the shtei alechem. However, together with the seven oilois, you do not require. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yosef ben Mishul. Now we come to a third sheet. Chanina ben Chakit, no yoimer, meniach shtei halechem bein yerkesein shel kvasim. So Chanina ben Chakinoi says that both parts of the pasuk are correct. Again, we're speaking over here, as Rashi over here states, in the Divrei HaMaskil Bein Yechaseim, the last words in Rashi, U'bo'oidon chayin kamayri. We're speaking about when they're alive. So what does he do? He makes the animal crouch, and now it is Bein Yechaseim. It is between the thighs, shel kvasim. Rabbi Chanina ben Chakinoi says he puts the meniach shtei alechem bein yerkesein shel kvasim by making it crouch. So now both are true. There is an upper thigh and there is a lower thigh. There's upper section and a lower section, and in between he puts the shtei alechem. So now umenif, and he waves v'nimtza mekayim shnei mekoros alolu. So both parts of the psukim of the pasuk he fulfills. Why? Lechem al gabe kvasim, concerning the bottom thigh over there, the bottom part of the leg over there, the bread is on top. So that's mekayim al shnei kvasim, and ukvasim al gabe alechem, and concerning the top part of the thigh, that is on top of the bread. So that's Mekayim, the other part of the pasuk, al lechem abikurim. So everything works out by putting the bread, the shtei alechem, in between the top part of the leg and the bottom part of the leg when you bent the leg over when the animal is crouching. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe is a fourth sheet, and he disagrees with this pshat of Chanina ben Chakinoi. Why? Lefnei melech basar v'damein oisin kein. It's like disgusting to put the shtei alechem. It's not a nice thing to put the shtei alechem in between the bent feet of the animal. You wouldn't present the korban. We have this concept throughout the kachim that hakrivei no lepchasecha. You wouldn't bring it to a prince. So would you bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So lefnei melech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisin kein. If you wouldn't bring it to a regular king, would you bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That can't be the yishuv to the steer in the pasuk. Ella says, Rebbe, I have a different shot. Both are true. It's al shnei kvasim and al lechem abikurim. How could it be? Because I have a new pshat in the word al. So far we had two pshatim. The simple pshat on. We had the pshat al with. Now we have a third pshat in al. The third pshat in al is near, close by, in close proximity. So then it's very good. You take the shtei alechem, you take the kvasim, and you put one next to the other. So then, in fact, the shtei alechem is on the kvasim, and the kvasim are on the shtei, not on, they're next to, adjacent to the shtei alechem, and the shtei alechem is adjacent to the kvasim. Ela menir ze betzad ze, umeinif. He puts one next to the other, and he's meinif. Freid gemorva bin an al. What do you mean? You need on. So the gemorva Rav Chizda Rav Amnuna. And va'amrulan, some say Rav Amnuna said this to Rav Chizda. Rebbe letame, Rebbe goes l'shitase, the amr al besamach. Al doesn't mean on, it doesn't mean with. Al means near, in close proximity. This sanya, because we learned in a brisa, it says concerning the bazichin, the spoons that had the lavona, that you should put it al hamareches, v'nasata al hamareches. You should put it on the stack of the lechem upon him. What should you put? Lavona zaka, pure frankincense. So Rebbe Oimer, al besamach. It doesn't mean on top, but it means you put it right next to the shtei alech, to the lechem upon him. Ato Oimer al besamach. You're telling me that al means nearby, in close proximity, or einoy ella al mamish. How do you know? Maybe al means mamish. You put the spoons of the levoina on top of the lechem upon him. No, I'll bring you a proof, says Rabbi. Kishu Oimer v'sakoyso ala ornesa pareiches. You should, on the oron, you should put a screen. What is that screen? The pareiches. It can't, as Rashi explains here, the word al cannot mean on. Because what was the pareiches? The pareiches was a mechitza, which was a division between the kodesh and the kodshei hakodashim. So that's not on top of the oron. So what does it mean over there? It means over there that al is besamach. Kishu oimer v'zakoyis ala ornes ha-pareiches. Havi oimer al besamach. From there I have a raya that the word al doesn't mean on, it doesn't mean with, but rather I'm learning it means near, close by. So that's the pshat that the levoina was put close to the stacks of the lechem upon him, and that's the pshat that the pareiches was put close to the oren, and who adin over here, the shtei alechem is put close to the kvasim, and the kvasim are put close to the shtei alechem, and together he waves both the shtei alechem and the kvasim. So it comes out in summary from this Gemara that we have four shitas. The shita of the Tanakam is that the lechem is on the kvasim. The shita of Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam is that the kvasim is on the lechem. The shita of Chanina ben Chakinoi is that the lechem is put in a bent foot, so it's put bein your kaseyan, and therefore you're mekayim both parts of the pasuk. And a sheet of Rebbe is zeh litzad zeh, because al means besamach, it means near, you put one near the other. So bepashtis, as we mentioned, the lashon of the Mishnah on daf samach aleph was noisin shtei halechem al gabei shnei kvasim. It would seem that the artan is passing like the Tanakama, that you put the bread on the live kvasim. However, the Rav and the Tveris Yisroel learn that the pshat in our Mishnah, even though it says al gabe, but they learn that the Mishnah means next to, which is the sheet of Rebbe, and so paskins the Rambam and Hilchas Tamidim u'Misafim Perik Ches Halacha Yud Aleph, like the last sheet that we had, which is the sheet of Rebbe, that al means besamach. You put not one on top of the other, but rather one next to each other, and with that you do the tenufa. And now the next part of the Gemara discusses in what directions do you do the tenufa, the waving. So says the Mishnah, Moilech umevi maila umoirid. He takes the shtei alachem and the shtei kvasim and he stretches it outward, moilech, maybe brings it back towards his body, and then maila he does it up, umoirid he does it down. Amar Rab Chibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, why does he do this waving? Moilech umevi lemisha rucha shaloi. He extends and he brings back, that is to concerning Hashem, who all the different corners of the world and all the winds that are coming from the four directions of the world, that belongs all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives homage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Milo Moirid, he lifts it up and puts it down. L'mish HaShemayim V'Ort Shalai. Again, he gives homage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the master of heaven and earth. Bima Rava, in the west, which means in Eretz Yisrael, Masniachi. They learned it a little differently. Amar Rab Chama Bar Ukva, Amar Rab Yosef Bar Chanina, Mor Lechum Evi, Kedei Latsa Ruchos Rois. He extends and brings back in order to hold back the evil, the bad winds that can cause detriment. Milo Moirid, he lifts up and puts down, Kedei Latsa Talolim Roim, in order to hold back the bad, the destructive dews, which as Rashi says, haboyin mamalu lamata, they come from the heaven down to earth. So that's why he also has to do tenufa to hold back. By doing tenufa, he shows homage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but through his act of tenufa, he's begging Hashem to prevent the ruchos rois coming from all directions and also the talolim royim. Now this same Gemara is brought, as we see here in the Masoras Hashas, in Ois Beis, in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amid Beis. And there, the Run and the Ritva and the Meiri tell us that, as it would seem from the Pashtus of the Lashon of the Gemara, that when he does Moilech Umevi, he doesn't do it in four directions, he only does it in two directions. He goes forward, and then he brings it back to him. Because by showing that the Ribbono Shel Olam, by paying homage to Hashem, who's the master of the two ruchos, he's saying that Hashem is also the master of all four. He doesn't have to do it in all four directions. However, there are others that learn that, in fact, Moilech Umevi doesn't just mean in two directions, but it means you have to do it in all four directions. Now, if we look in Rashi, Devri Amasnal Moilech Umevi, it would seem that Rashi is of the opinion that you have to do it in four directions. And this will be Nageya Halacha L'maisa to us, because soon the Gemara is going to say two words, and in these two words there's a whole sugi of Nanuim of Alulav. This Gemara says, V'chein B'lulav. Whatever we just learned about Tnufa is going to apply to Lulav as well. So Rashi says, when he does Moilech Umevi, Litzofen Vidorim Umizrich Umariv, Kidei Latzer Ruchos Rois, Habois Ma'arba Ruchos. So the Pashtus of Rashi is that he has to wave it, and so will be Nageh by the Nanum of Alulav. He has to do it not in two directions like the Run, the Ritva, and the Meiri learnt in Sukkah, but rather that he has to do it in four directions. However, the Kappas Tmorim in Sukkah says that Lav Dafke, Rashi might just be saying, Einechanami, he's only Moilech Umevi, as the Divrei HaMaskel of Rashi is, but his reason for being Moilech Umevi is to stop the bad ruchas which are coming from the four directions. That's what Rashi means, north, south, east, west. He's only Moilech Umevi in forward and back to his body. But it's in order to prevent the ruchas that are coming from the four directions. So learns the Kappas Tmorim in Sukkah. Now also, as we said, this is Nageya Lulav, so the Tosfos Yontav in Sukkah, Per Gimel Mishnah Tes, says that we should not think, even if we'll take Rashi at his face value, that Rashi means in those four directions, don't get the misimpression, says the Tosfos Yontav, that Rashi is telling you that's the order of how you do the Moilech Umevi. In other words, that you do it north, south, east, and west. But rather, as we find in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Reish Nanav Sif Yud, the Seder of the Nanuim is, we start Mizrach, and then we have a rule called Pinushat Apoin Eloyeh Ela Yamin. You always go to the right. So we go Mizrach, then we go to the south, then we go to the west, then we go to the north, and then we go Lamailu Lamata. The Magen Avraham brings down from the Kisri Ari that the order is differently. It's south, north, east, up, down, and then west. And the Mefarshim explain one of the reasons is, if I remember correctly, I think the Rosh in Sukkah says that we don't want to make a Shesi Ve'erev, because if you're going to make it in exactly in the four directions, and then up and down, it would appear like a Shesi Ve'erev. So we break up the four directions, and that's why we do it south, north, east, but then instead of going to the west, we don't go Mizrach Marv and Ma'al Lamata, which would be like a cross, but rather, after we go to the east, then we go up, down, and then we finish to the west. So these are the two minhagim. The Minig Ashkenaz is like the brought down by the Mechaber there in Tav Reish and Av Sif Yud. However, the Magen Avraham brings this Shita from the Kisvei Ha'ari. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Avin, Zeis Emeris, from here we can learn out that Shiyore Mitzvah, the leftover of a mitzvah, now is not the integral mitzvah itself, but the periphery of a mitzvah, Ma'akvim Esapranis, they have such a power in them that they themselves can prevent punishment from coming. How do I have a proof from this? Da Tnufa Shiyore Mitzvah. Tanufa only has the stature of a Shiyore Mitzvah. As Rashi brings down with the Hagois Habach, they're not ma'akiv kapora. V'loy ikr mitzvah. They're not the main mitzvah. As it says further in Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, she'im also l'tnufa shiyori mitzvah. Ma'ala alav hakasiv. We go to the Bach. If he didn't do, so there it's ki'ilu loy osa mitzvah menamufchor v'kiper. So he gets kapora, but he didn't do a mitzvah and a mufkar. That's why the Gemara calls it that it's only a shiori mitzvah. It's not ma'akiv. Lechatchila vada yimachuyiv to do it. But let's say he didn't do tnufa. He's yaitze, still the bringing of the kivsei atzeres and the shtei alechem. So all we could designate to a shiori mitzvah. And yet we find that these shiori mitzvah vaitzeres ruchois roim vitalolim roim. They have the power in them that they can hold back the bad winds and the bad dews. Continue the Gemara. Amar Rabba v'chein lulav. Here's the Gemara that not only is these halachas concerning tenufa, but huadin legabe lulav. So Rashi over here says, what does it mean v'chein lulav? That you need moilech umevi. Rashi in Sukkah daflamet chesamet alef says, he adds that you also need maila umayrid. Not only Moilech Umevi, but Yimayla Moirid. And Rashi in Sukkot of Chav Tesem Beis adds, why? Kidei lots of Ruchas Rois with Talolim Roy. So everything that we learned about Tnufa applies exactly to Lulav. You do it Moilech Umevi, Yimayla Moirid. And what's the purpose? Just like by Tnufa, in order to prevent the Ruchas Rois and Talolim Roy. And again, just like we had the Machlaikas Rishonim, whether it's in Moilech Umevi means only two directions, or it means in four directions. Here we have the same achlagas. The Ran, the Ritva, and the Miri, and Sukkah, Lamed Zayin, Mabay say that all you need by a lulav is the same like tnufa. You only need two directions, Moilech Umevi. But others disagree, as we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen Tov Reish Nanal of Sif Tes, that you need four ruchos. And if you look here in the Shita, in Ois Yud Zayin on the side, he brings from Rabbi Yaakov Mikinun, Mefarish, Tzorach l'naneya gimel pomim. We'll get into that in a moment in Tosfos. I'll call David Delver, Kloimer, Acher hoylocha v'hoyvo l'mailo u'lamata u'ledalad ruchos l'naneya gimel pomim. And when does he do it? I'll call David Delver, Kloimer, v'hoydu t'chila v'soif u'ba'ana Hashem ha'shiyana. When does he do it? He does it by the first hoydu. He does it later on in Hallel, at the end of Hallel, by the second Haidu, and he also does it by Ana Hashem Hashiyana. But what do we see in the words here of the Shita? That he does it, Halacha Voivo, and Lamaila Ulamata, Uladalit Haruchai. So you see clear that his Shita is against the Ran Ritva and the Miri. His Shita is, and as we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to do it to the four directions. Now, if we look here in Taisus, Divya Maslik, they lots of Ruchais. So Taisus suggests that even though the Mishnah, we had many different tenufos for many different things. But Shem Eloi b'chol tenufos oisin kein. We don't go to Moiluch Mevi and to Lamay Lamata, Eladafke b'tenufos shloshtei alechem, da'atzeres v'chein lulav. Only by these two of all the whole group. Why? Because it says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin that Atzeres is a Yom Din for Peiros Eilin. And Bechag Wenidun Alamayim. So that's why on these two Yomei Din, which are affected by the Ruchais and the Talal and Royim, that's when we have to ward off from the different directions the winds and the detrimental winds and the detrimental dews. Then Tosis adds, according to the Masoret Shas, he brings from the Tzoyin Kachim, Ulechach, the Hananua Shebelul of Yeshboy Alach of Oivor. That's why we do the Alach of Oivor. Now he brings the interesting Oruch. The Oruch says, Tzoruch Lananea by Alach of Oivor, you have to shake it. The Havi Rayam Yerushalmi. Tani, Tzoruch Lananea Sholish Parma called Dover Dover. You have to do it three times. A few lines down, Pirish, Farar Marnu, Tzorach Linu, Shloish Paman, Boy Rab Zera, Locha Techosh of Pamachas, Voivor Pamachas, Oidilma, Locha Vihoivor Pamachas, Nachshevis, Vitzorach Lohalach Lohavi, Gimel Paman. So the Orach brings a Rishami, that the Rishami says there's an Indian of shaking it three times. So the Rishami says, does that mean that Halacha is one, Hoivor is the second, then another Halacha would be the third? Or does it mean that the set of halacha voivor, that's all considered one? So if, in order to become the three, you'd have to do three times, as we do halacha l'maisa, we do three times halacha voivor back and forth. Because the Tosis brings the Orach a few lines down, around five, six lines down. The kivan delay ifshet, there's no resolution in the Yerushalmi, avdin l'chumra. We talk to do it in three times. We do three sets in each direction. And as we saw from the Shita, it means up, down, and the four ruchais, and we're in each direction, we're going three times back and forth. Now, by the way, Tosfos suggests that maybe this is only by Lulav and Tanufa that we need these different directions. However, the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos, and he says that by every Tanufa that's listed in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph, you have to do it in all directions. Now, I just want to point out, the simple reading of Tosfos is that going back and forth, that we're all familiar with Nanuim. What does Nanuim mean? From Tosfos Mashma, the Nanua is while you go back and forth. However, from the Shita that we mentioned before, it's Mashma that it's two different things. There's the Halacha Voivor, and then it says in the Shita, Acher Halacha Voivor, Lamalu Lamatu, Ladal Haruchot, then Yinaneya Gimel Pamim. Not that the Halacha Voivor itself is the Nanua, but rather after you did it in all directions, according to the different Shitas, then you have to make a shaking three times. And in fact, if you look in Shulchan Aruch there in Siman Tov Reish and Aleph, you will find that there's a Machlokes Mechaber in the Ramah. The Mechaber Paskin is like those Rishonim that all you have to do is two back and forth. Halacha Voivor, the Ran, the Ritva, and the Miri that we spoke out. And says the Mechaber, when you stretch out the lulav, then you give it three shakes at the end of stretching it out. The Ramah, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it over there, the Ramah says no. You have to go three sets, like the Orach says, the conclusion of the Orach, and you shake it as you're going back and forth. Not at the when you stretched out your hand, at the end you shake it, like Shitas and Mechaber, but rather the act of going back and forth, during that going back and forth three times, you shake it. So Alach L'maisa, we do it in four directions, up and down, and according to Ramah Shita, we go back and forth three times in each direction, and as we're doing it, we shake it. Continues the Gemara. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mamtele, he would extend his hand with the lulav. Umaisele, he would bring it back. Umachvi Hachi, he would demonstrate, the Meforshim explain, like an archer who's shooting an arrow. The Omar, In other words, he would keep the lulav away from his body as if he's shooting something. And he would say, Gira b'ene de sitna. This is an arrow into the eye of the satan. And the Mephoshim explained, either he was trying to say, look, you satan, you can't stop us from doing anything. You can't stop us from doing mitzvahs. You can't even stop us from doing shiori mitzvah, as we explained. That these are nanuim are only considered shiori mitzvah. If a person picks up a lulav and makes a bracha on tias lulav and he doesn't do nanuim, he's yoitz to the mitzvah of lulav. He didn't do the shiori mitzvah. Look, Satan, you can't even stop us from Shiori Mitzvah. Or, as the Chassam Sofer explains, we're reminding the Satan who won on the Yom HaDin, the famous Medrash, that like soldiers, when they win a war, they pick up their armaments to show that they were victorious. So look, I'm picking up the lulav. We won against you, the Satan. Says the Gemara, the Lav Milsehi. This is not a proper thing. Mishum da'osi lizgarui bay. Because the satan, you're challenging the satan, he's going to provoke you to do an avera. He's going to come back at you. Don't start up with the satan. Don't gloat that you're able to be mekayim mitzvahs and shiori mitzvahs. This is not a proper hanhaga, which Rav Acha bar Yaakov did. Continues the Gemara, getting back to our sugya of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, Tana Rabbanan, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, Tu'un and Tenufa La'ach Shchita. They require Tenufa after Shchita. So Rashi explains, Tenufa Mechaim, we don't have to speak about, because as we mentioned before, that's the Pasuk that we had at the beginning of the Shir in Vayikra Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav. V'heinif HaKoyin Aysam, while they're alive, the Torah says Beferish, you have to do Tenufa. What our next few lines, the Gemara is going to figure out, how do you know that you needed La'ach Shchita? That doesn't say in the Torah that you need it twice. That Chazal, we're able to figure this out. Zivchei Shal Mitzibah Tuna Tenufa La'ach Shchita, U'Tenufa Asan Kemay Shehen. They are like they are. What does that mean? Last Rashi, it seems to be the word shlomim. If you look in the Bach, it means shlemim. In other words, the tenufa la'acher shchita is the same as the tenufa mechayim, the whole animal. Not just the chaz v'shoik that the kohen gets, but the whole animal has to be tenufa. No, it's only because of v'shoik. But my kamifli, what is this machloik? Is tenufa la'acher shchita? If it's the whole animal, only chaz v'shoik. Omer le'Rav Chizda Rav Nuna. So Rav Chizda said to Rav Nuna. V'amer le'Rav Nuna Rav Chizda. And some say Rav Nuna said to Rav Chizda. The machloik is a famous machloik in Shas. When you learn one inyan from another inyan, do you bring with all the halachas of the other inyan? Or you learn one point from the other inyan, and then once you've learned that point from the other inyan, then any other halacha that I can learn from the inyan that I'm in right now. B'dayin mina u'mina. Do I say that when I learn out something from another halacha, I have to take mina, I have to take all other halachas? Or b'dayin mina, I can learn one halacha from the other, but v'uki basra, then I put it in to the sugya that I'm in now, and I learn it from the sugya I'm in now. Kamifli, that's the argument. Why? Rabban and Savri, they all doin mina mina. Ma zivchei shami yachid tunet tenufa la'ach shchita. Just like zivchei shami yachid of an individual required tenufa after shchita, so from there I learn out, av zivchei shami tzibur tunet tenufa la'ach shchita. The shami tzibur are not worse, they also need tenufa after shchita. And once I'm learning from yachid, umina, ma hasim b'chaz v'shai, what is the tenufa done on by zivchei shalmei yachid chaz v'shai? The breast and the thigh. So af hochanami, so to hear. What does the kohen do the tenufa on? Only b'chaz v'shai. But Rebbe Sover, no. Don mina v'oki basra. You learn from zivchei shalmei yachid, but once you've learned you need tenufa la'ach shchita, then I put it back into the din of zivchei shalmei tzibur. Ma zivchei shalmei yachid tunin tenufa la'ach shchita av zivchei shalmei tzibur tunin tenufa la'ach shchita. So that's mina. I'm learning it from zivchei shalmei yachid. But v'oki basra, once you've learned it, then you put it in this parsha, the parsha of kifsei atzeres. Hasam who the chaz of v'shaik. Yes, over there in the parsha of Shalmei Yachid, it's only chaz of v'shaik. Abal hacha. Once I've learned it out from Shalmei Yachid to Shalmei Tzibur, kemay shehein, then I do it shleimim. Why? Kemay shehein b'chayim. Just like the din is by chayim, you have to do the whole animal. So too, even la'ach shchita, I learn it from this parsha that I'm in now, that I do it for the whole animal. That's the first way the Gemara understood the machlokes. As we turn to Dav Samach Beis Amid Beis, Rapap Amar no, the Kuli Amid Doin Mino, and the Shita takes out the next word who. Everybody holds that wherever you're learning from, you learn all halachas. So if so, the Rabbanan makes sense. That's why by Shama Tzibra, learn from Shama Yachad, it should only be Chazav Eshreik La'achashchita. But behind the time of the Rebbe, what's the reason why Rebbe says you do the whole animal by Shama Tzibra? The answer is, I'm learning it out Mino, Ki Hasam. There is an analogy there. What's the analogy? Ma hasam davar shematana l'kayin. What do you do to tnufa on by shama yachid? Whatever you give to the kayin, which is chazav v'shayim. Av hacha davar shenet l'kayin. Av hacha davar shematana l'kayin. The same thing over here. Something that's a matana l'kayin. So what's the pshat? Because here you talk about kachek kadashim. Kachek kadashim, the Yisrael has no part in any part of the animal. You're giving the whole animal over. Good, the kain's going to eat the chazav v'shayik. But basically, you've donated the whole animal to kachek kadashim. And therefore, you do make an analogy from there. But there, it's only chazav v'shayik, because that's the matana to the kain. Here, the matana to the kain is the whole animal, because the Yisrael has no chelik in it. Ravina Amar, he gives a third explanation to the Machlaikas. The Koli Amar Dorn Min Nov Okiba Asur. Everybody holds you learn from Shalmei Yachid and you put it in here, in Shalmei Tzibur. Once you've learned out Tenufa L'Achashchita, then you do it Ba'asra. So if so, who makes sense? Rebbe makes sense. Because if you're learning it from here, here the din is by Shalmei Tzibur, the whole animal, Mechayim, Hua Din L'Achashchita, the whole animal. So what's the reason of the Rabbanan? They say only Chazav Eshreik, behind the time of the Rabbanan, because as Rashi brings down the Pasuk says, as Chazei, by this is by Shalmei Yochid, as Chazei Atnufa V'Eshreik Atrumo, now here we're talking about a yachid. So why does it say the word shal mehem beloshin rabim? It should have said a beloshin yachid. So you're not beloshin rabim. There shal mehem. So therefore I learn out that even though we're talking about a yachid, it's written by Rabin to tell you that the chazev is shoik of shalmei tzibur, the same halacha as shalmei yachid. So there's a special limud from shalmei yachid. V'hanei tamid rabbanu shalmeihem ribu yehu. It's marbed that not only is there a din of chazev is shoik by shalmei yachid, there's also a din of chazev is shoik la'achir shchita by shalmei tzibur. The next 6-7 lines of the Gemara are an exact repeat of the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Shloisha minin tu'un and shloisha mitzvahs. There are three types of korbanos that require three mitzvahs. Amongst the three, there are three mitzvahs, and each of the three types of korbanos, shtayim b'chol echad, they only get two of the three. Ushlishis ein bem, but they don't have the third one. What ve'eluhein? Zivchei shalmei yachid. This is what we're speaking about. The three types of korbanos are the shalmei yachid, zivchei shalmei tzibur, va'asham mitzayra. And now let's see. Zivchei shalmei yachid get two out of the three. What are the two? Te'un and smicha mechayim. They need smicha while they're alive. U'tnufa shchutin. They only have tnufa by shchutin. They don't have tnufa mechayim. Ve'ein bem tnufa chayim. Zivchei shalmei tzibur, te'un and tnufa chayim, u'shchutin. As we've learned, they need both. As we learned, Tanuf Rechaim is written beferish in the Pasuk, and Shchutin we learned from Shalmei Yachid. Ve'im b'em smicha, they don't have smicha. Asham Mitzorah, Ton smichu Tanuf Rechai. He has, the Asham Mitzorah has those two, smicha and Tanuf Rechai, like Shalmei Tzibur. Ve'im b'em Tanuf Rechai, it does not have Tanuf Rechai. And now the Gemara is going to analyze these three halachas. Frank the Gemara, why do you tell me that a Shalmei Yachid doesn't have Tnufa Mechayim? We should have a Kavachomer. We use Zivchei Shalmei Yachid Tuna Tnufa Chayim and Kavachomer. Uma Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. She'en Tnun and Smicha Chayim, and yet Tun and Tnufa Chayim. Zivchei Shalmei Yachid She'tun and Smicha Chayim. Ein Oidin She'tun and Tnufa Chayim. We know by Shalmei Yachid that there is no Smich, there's no Tnufa Mechayim. And yet, we know Shalmei Tzibra does not have Smicha Chaim, and yet it has Tnufa Chaim. So Shalmei Yochid, which requires Smicha Mechaim, certainly should have Tnufa Mechaim, a Kalvachaimer from Shalmei Tzibra. The Gemara answers, no, there's a special Miyut by Shalmei Tzibra that a Shalmei Yochid does not receive Tnufa Mechaim. Miyut Rachmana Gabi Zifche Shalmei Tzibra Oysom, because the pasuk says, "Vehenef hakoyin oysom al lechem abikurim." Oysom lemeute zifke shalmei yachid. We're talking about the kivsei atzeres, so it's only oysom. The shalmei tzibur require tenufa mechayim, but my shalmei yachid does not require tenufa mechayim. Frey the gemara viu zifke shalmei tzibur teun and smicha mikal v'chaimer. By what were the two by shalmei tzibur? Tenufa mechayim and lachar misa. Frag the Gemara, why don't they have smicha also? We should learn from a Kal v'chaimer. Uma zivchei shalmeitz yachid. She'ein tunin tenufa chayim. Tunin smicha. Shalme yachid, as we just learned, a miyut, does not require tenufa mechayim. But yet it requires smicha. So zivchei shalmeitz ziber shetunin tenufa chayim. Ein adin shetunin smicha. If they require tenufa mechayim, shouldn't they require smicha? Amar Ravina, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah from Moshe Misinai, Shtei Smichas B'Tzibur. There are only two Karbonis Tzibur that we have Smichas. Rashi says, what are those two? The first one is Parhelm Davishel Tzibur, as the Pasuk says, V'samchu Zikne Eda, and also by Sora Mishtaleach, which is a Korban Tzibur. It says, V'samach Aron Shtei Yodav. So those are the only two. Any other Korban Tzibur does not receive Smicha, so the Kivsei Atzeres do not, the Shalmei Tzibur do not get Smicha. Finally, the Gemara asks, V'yehei Hashem Metzayra ton Tnufa Shachet Mikal V'chaimer. Why do you tell me Hashem Metzayra does not need Tnufa Shachet, only Tnufa Chaim? It should need it Mikal V'chaimer. What's the Kal V'chaimer? Ma Zivchei Shalmei Yochid, She'ein Tnu'unin Tnufa Chaim. The Shalmei Yochid do not require Tnufa Chaim. And yet, Tnu'unin Tnufa Shchutin, so Hashem Metzayra Shaton Tnufa Chai, Ein Adin Shaton Tnufa Shachet. If it needs it by Chai, so certainly you need it by Shachet, a Kal V'chaimer from Shalmei Yochid. So the Gemara says, no. So Rashi brings down the pasuk. The es chazeya tnufa lahanafaytsoi. However, in the Mesiris Hashas, he says that's a mistake, and the correct wording of the pasuk is es hachaze vehenafaytsoi tnufa lufnei Hashem. But the pasuk uses the word oisoi. So what do I learn? Oisoi lemuute Hashem Mitzray. This is mamayit Hashem Mitzray. Hashem Mitzrayra does not require tenufa as a shachet. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned, Chamisha Sheviyu Karbanecha. Let's say five people bring one korban which requires tenufa. Now, we have a dilemma. They can't all do it, because if they all do the tenufa, they put their hands on it and wave it, that one will be a tzitza, the hands to the other. They can't do it one after the other, because that means it would have five tenufas and the Torah only requires one tenufa. So what do they do? The answer is, echad meinafay dekulim. So one's a shliach for the rest, and he does it for the rest. V'ha'ish, and a woman. Koyen meinafay yada. The koyen, he does the tenufa al yada, on her behalf. So we learned before, this issue here is a little problematic, because we learned before on Daf Samach Aleph from the Beis, the Pasuk says that B'nai Yisrael do Tnufa, so we learn out V'loi B'nai Yisrael. A woman can't do Tnufa. However, the korban of the woman still requires Tnufa. So therefore, so Rashi on Samach Aleph from the Beis says, V'yecholen Akum V'noshim Lasses Kayin Shlich. If a goy brings a korban, or a woman, they can make a Kayin to be the Shlich. So Rashi is a Pella, all the Achrayim ask on Rashi. Number one, we know Ein Shlichas La'akum, that the Akum can't make a Shlich. Number two, even by a woman, the halach is you can only make a Shlich to something that you yourself are able to do. If you're telling me V'loi B'nois Yisrael, a woman can't make Tenufa, so how can she make a Shlich to make Tenufa? So that's why there are others who learn that Rashi doesn't mean Mitarish Shlichas. Rashi means on her behalf. In other words, that she has a dilemma. I'm bringing a Korban. The Korban requires Tenufa. I can't do it. Help me out. I'll help you out. The Kayan will do it on your behalf. So the Sfas Emes, Be'emes says that where did Rashi get the idea of Shliach? From the words here of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Koyen Meinif Al Yoda. So Al Yoda Bepashtus, that's how Rashi learned, that he's doing it on her behalf as a shliach for her. But since we have these problems, as we just said, we're going to have to say that the word Al Yoda means on her behalf, means he's helping her out. When the Kohen does it, it's not as if the woman did it, because the woman can't do it. If she can't do it, she can't make a shliach, as we asked before. What the Gemara means is you're bringing a problem. You're bringing a korban, and this presents a problem. It needs sufa, and you can't do it. The Kohen says, "I'll help you out." Behemis and Toisvis there on that daf Samach Aleph Beis Divrei Maskil Yochol, and for the Rabbeinu Geshem, it's mashma, the way they learned that this has nothing to do with shlichas. What the Gemara is saying is a very simple thing. The Gemara is saying that usually the Bailim and the Kayin together do the tnufa. However, here, where the woman, the Farish, is nismayet, that she can't do the tnufa, so who's left to do the tnufa? That's the Kayin. He's not a shliach on behalf of the woman in any way. He's just, he has the mitzvah of tenufa. She's not allowed to do the mitzvah of tenufa. So he winds up doing the tenufa. That's what it means. And the final halacha, before we begin in tomorrow's shir, the next mishnah, is v'chein hashaleach korbanosim b'dina sayam. Somebody who sends his korbanos from a faraway country, and he can't be present at the time that the tnufa is made, so kohen mein efal yaday. So einachani there, the kohen will be a shliach for him, and there we have no problem. He's a bar chiyuva, and he's able to do it. He can make the kohen as a shliach. Thank you.
Who is the left? None of you. Could all that night.